If you look at the last 8 years, there's been five trophies, and the vast majority
I'm glad you looked at 8 years, anyway, not three.
But don't worry, that's the first part of the question. I'm seeing it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
All right, I'm delighted to say that Ireland and Munster back Emer Considine is with us on the line. Evening, Emer. How are you keeping?
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
How does it feel to hear Ireland and Munster once again back to being at provincial level, first of all, and as of today, an international rugby player once again?
Yeah, usually it's been a former Irish rugby player. So it's nice to, it was a big shock and a big surprise. I didn't think I'd ever be able to say those words again or ever be, I suppose, grateful enough to be back in the squad. So, yeah, it's been a mad few weeks because, like, I really only got back for the last two games with Munster. So that alone was a massive tick in my goals this year. So, you know, I obviously dreamed in getting back in green, but it was kind of one of those, you know, when you're setting your goals, is it really a smart goal? Is it really realistic? But it's a dream to be back in here, to be honest.
So when it comes to that goal setting, you're obviously thinking about Ireland. What percentage chance did you give yourself of actually making it to this point?
Well, I suppose, like, you need to look at, I suppose my last 2 years, I had a baby 19 months ago and my goal was to get back after having him. And I did that with Munster and then unfortunately I tore my ACL in the final against Leinster. So I suppose it was looking pretty likely this time last year that I had a chance to be fit and play until I did that ACL. And then I genuinely just thought, like, that's my time in green finished. And my goal was just, I suppose, to recover from that ACL and get back playing. And I suppose it was just another year extra that I was out of the game. So I suppose it's another year where I'm off the radar. You kind of, you know, you get easily forgotten about when you're not playing rugby. And I just thought I was gone too far. So it wasn't on my goals. Like, it's a dream I would have imagined last year, but I suppose last week I wouldn't have imagined it as something that was really possible.
Can you talk us through the comeback from the ACL? Because people go about that injury in very different ways. For some people, obviously, it's a very, very challenging time mentally for them to go through. For everybody, it's a very challenging time for them to go through mentally. Some people have a very positive outlook. Some people, understandably, don't have such a positive outlook. Then there's different practical ways of dealing with it. Do you get an operation? Do you not get the operation? So can you talk us through how you dealt with your ACL injury?
I suppose initially, before I had the results of my scan, I remember saying to Lauren Barry, our S&C with Munster last year, that if it's my ACL, I'm retired, because I'd been really lucky with injuries my entire career that I really hadn't had too bad of an injury. And I just thought at this stage of my career, if I had to rehab it, it's just something that I don't think I had the willingness to do. And I remember she saying, look, don't say that yet. We'll see what happens. And don't say that yet. And then I think my mind said change. Then once I got the ACL surgery, I suppose you have a target. And as an athlete, you're kind of competitive in everything that you do. So I kind of wanted to be able to straighten my knee after week one, or I could walk without a crutch. Or, yeah, I suppose with the ACL, there's specific guidelines and targets you have to hit after week one, after week four, after week six. And it was almost like I was trying to beat the recovery process and be better than I should be at that time. And the competitiveness in me probably drove me in those early stages. And even I got my, was it 4 month testing? I can't remember the dates around me testing with the strength tests. And I was way down from where I thought I would be. And then again, I was annoyed at myself that I wasn't, like, ahead of the curve or ahead, above average in that. And I drove on with my strength and with my recovery. And that was probably January time. And I sat down with Dean, my husband, and I said, look, I need to go to the gym three times a week in the morning times. I need to be in there for 6 a.m. three times a week. This has to happen, and or else I'm not going to get back on pitch. And we've obviously a baby at home, so his wake up times are unpredictable, but it just meant that they were just penciled into the schedule. And I used a gym in Limerick in Kilrush called K-Fit, and Kevin Tlew was just amazing for letting me use it and get in there and get my rehab done and offer support along with Lorna and Kieran, my physio at Munster. I saw Kieran every week. And I suppose it was just the competitiveness in me that then when I was getting there and it was going right, it was going in the right direction, I was like, look, I'm actually really close. Like, this is actually something I can get back for. And I put Interpros as my target to get back for, which was leaving me at the 9 month mark, which was quite obviously soon for an ACL return. But I ticked a lot of boxes along the way, and it was kind of, if that goes well, I can get on to the next challenge. And I ticked all those boxes and I was almost there, and I was down to start that Ulster game, and then I tore my hamstring. Week one ruled me out of the Ulster game and ruled me out of the second game completely. So I got back in last weekend against Connacht, and the weekend obviously in the final against Leinster. So like, the ups and downs, like, I was quite lucky in that I had a lot of like upward trajectory in my recovery and that it went well. And I suppose the only real down was like the starting position against Ulster, because Efer, the fullback, was out with an injury. So I can't say it was plain sailing. It was really challenging. And I think I was lucky in the timing that I could do the slog in the gym over the winter time. And when the weather got nicer and when the spring came and the summer came, I was able to get out and pitch with the girls running on the sideline, whether it was a football training or whether it was with Munster. I was able to get out with when the evenings were becoming nicer. So, it was a lonely time at times, but I didn't think I'd be here.
When you talk about finding the appetite to actually fight in that recovery session that you're talking about and trying to go from session to session in the recovery path, is it just merely what you talk about there, the competitive instinct inside you that helped you to get through that and almost change your mind from, geez, I'm not sure if I can do this, to I can absolutely do this? Or were there other motivating factors? Were there other things that helped to drive you on during that period?
Yeah, there was a few things, I suppose. Like, my Irish career ended with an injury in Leicester, actually, against England in the Six Nations. So that was the last time I played for Ireland, was getting injured, coming off the pitch. And the last time I played for Munster was getting injured against Leinster. So I kind of wanted to finish on my own terms without an injury. So I suppose that was the first driving factor, that I was motivated to finish on my own terms, or at least walk off the pitch on my own terms. And then the second thing was, it's quite a funny story, but Ailish, my sister, plays football for Clare. And we brought Kayla, my baby, to quite a few of her matches this summer. And every time she saw a Clare jersey, it was Ish and Ish. So it could be Shane O'Donnell on the television with the hurley, and he was wearing a Clare jersey, so it was Ish, and he just associated everyone in the Clare jersey and a football with Ish. And I was like, he doesn't even know his mother plays sport. So I kind of wanted to come back and have him see me and have me be there and have him realize that, yeah, mammy does play too. So I suppose, yeah, he came down to Musgrave Park a few weeks ago and saw the girls play, and then he came up to Galway last weekend and was down the sideline and got a little run out on the pitch as well. And he was able to see Mammy playing rugby and just acknowledge that Mammy actually does play sport, that there was a whole other career before he came along, and to come back and just to show him that I do actually, that it's not just Auntie Ish that plays a bit of ball.
That must feel pretty amazing, Eimear.
Oh, it is. Like, I was so nervous, like, playing, coming back. After you're warming up on the sideline after 10 months of slogging through, and you're like, this is the moment that I've trained for, and here it is, and it's just right in front of me. So it's 10 months for 20 minutes or 30 minutes is like, it's a lot of pressure on you, but I just really enjoyed it, and been able to go into the crowd afterwards and have him there with Dean and my mum, my sister, and everyone in the crowd was lovely. It was a lovely moment, and one I'll really, really cherish. He won't remember it, but I'll really cherish it.
I can imagine. It's a seriously special thing. That is like motivation that I can only imagine supersedes literally everything else. The competitive instinct that you have inside you, while that seems like a very, very strong thing and something that has motivated you for your entire career, and I don't doubt that it was a motivating factor in this very difficult period as well. The love that you must feel in your own family must just be so much stronger than that.
It is, yeah, and I wouldn't be playing rugby if it wasn't for that support in my family. And I Caelan was a driving factor of me coming back and wanting to come back. But like, I'm gone 3-4 times a week with training, so it's the people around me that I've rode in this week and that I've rode in since June, since we've been training. And Dean is still playing with Aerobe as well, so we have kind of a busy schedule trying to manage everything. But I wouldn't be here without the support. And we were living in Dublin the last time I played rugby for Ireland. And I wouldn't be able to do it if I was still in Dublin. So we're home in Clare with a load of sport around us. And yeah, it's completely different, but it's nice that I can come back in here and have a little bit of the old life that I had, some bit of the old life that I had, been back in with the girls.
I'd say it's a very hopeful time to be going back in with Ireland as well, obviously qualifying for the World Cup after a decent Six Nations earlier this year. Even looking at what's coming out of the camp this week, Cliona Maloney saying that it's a world apart from many different programs that I've been involved in, and things are moving in the right direction. You know, obviously she's been exiled from the camp in the past and has said some things and is now back in and is now saying that it's a complete sea change from her own previous experiences. It does feel that the momentum is bringing this team in a totally different direction. I'm sure you haven't got a first-hand sample of it just yet, but you've been talking to the players, no doubt. So I presume you're pretty excited about a different sort of Ireland camp.
Yeah. Oh, like, I'm in 2 days and I feel like it's my first day of school all over again. Like, it's there's so much information to, I suppose, take on, and there's so much elements. There's so many elements that, like, I suppose were unlooked at before in the past that are just been picked on now in relation to, like, everything: recovery, nutrition, extra skills session, the prep that you do, the one-on-ones. It's there's like, I'm only here 2 days and I can already feel the difference and I can see the difference. And it's a great squad. It's a great squad to be part of. And I'm so happy to come into something that, like, is growing and is on such a great upward trajectory. And yeah, like, I'm only in 2 days. I'm really, really enjoying it and loving the vibes around here. And the girls are class to get back with. And, like, I met a few of the girls and, like, I've played with a lot of them. I haven't played with a lot of them. And so there's some girls coming back in, some girls that are young, bringing so much energy that I've really impressed through the Inch Pros as well. And they're getting that opportunity. So it's a really great environment to be part of. And Cliona said it all yesterday that, you know, it's completely different. And, you know, it changes as good as the rest sometimes. And really enjoying it at the moment, really enjoying my rugby.
You're listening to Emer Constantine, who's back in with the Ireland squad. And Rugby and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. Munster, can you talk us through a little bit your experiences in the interprovincial series, Emer? Obviously, things didn't end how you would have wanted them to end in that final, but are you now starting to see the momentum on that front also go skywards?
Yeah, like, it's even completely different from when I was in before, in that I suppose there's the NTS squad as well. There's that national talent squad of, like, young girls training, getting massive, massive experience and opportunity with, I suppose, S&C, with coaching, with skills. And they're under that, I suppose, Munster umbrella coming from the top down. And like, each province has that NTS. So there's those girls that are, like, ready made to come into that Munster squad with all of the rest, I suppose, with the experience. And there's so much, like Munster has grown in steps so much so far as well since the last time I was involved with them, and so has Ireland. And it's just women's rugby, I suppose, in general, is that it's more resources are being pumped into it. There's better rugby players coming through. Like, you don't have girls that are starting rugby at 23 like me. Like, they're starting at 13. They have 10 years of experience behind them. And, like, Aoife Wafer actually reminded me of a conversation I had with her the last time I was in camp, when she said she was 13 when she started playing rugby. And I said, you've already played more rugby than I have in my career. You know, these young girls are coming through with skills. They've touched a rugby ball way more times than I have in my career. And it's that they bring to it. It's the vibrancy. And that Munster squad is so full of youth. And I know I joked after the game that in the Munster press that there's a few old youth. And there's only a handful of us really that are probably over the 30 mark. And the rest are so young, coming through from so many various clubs across Munster. Oh, there's so many clubs represented. And I suppose that's great to see too, is the variety of clubs all around, that the talent is coming from every corner of Munster. Obviously, you know, we had good stages and bad stages in the Interpros, and while we won three of our games, there were some performances that, you know, lacked, kind of came back at us in the second half. Ulster came back at us in the second half. But then, I suppose, the positives is that there's a lot of new players. In that, the positives is that, you know, we're building as a squad and everything is getting better and better. And I suppose the women's game is growing and there's more interest in that. And yeah, look, last weekend Leinster were just better than us. They executed better than us, and it was just their day, and it wasn't a lack of effort from our girls in that part. But it was a fabulous day, just, I suppose, to be involved in women's rugby with the finals day, a cracking game for us as well, and both in broadcast live, which is class for women's rugby. So the game as a whole, I know it's only been 2 years since I've been out, but there has been absolute, like a marathon of a difference in the game, the resources in the game, the way it's been coached, and the players that are playing.
Wow, it's really interesting to hear that. Just one last thing for you, Emer. Tanya Rosser was talking about Ireland and the provinces needing to dream big over the next little while, and floated the idea of entering the provinces into the Premiership women's rugby competition in England in the future. Outside the box thinking is probably going to be something that's required for the game to accelerate over the next few years. I'm not sure, is this something that you chat about with your teammates a lot, Emer, because it's a very interesting idea, but the idea of entering these provinces into English competition against higher standard teams that have been better resourced for longer than Irish teams have been, is that something you'd be up for?
I suppose, look, at the end of the day, it's more game time and more challenging games that we're looking for as provinces. And like while we're playing against Munster, Leinster, or Connacht, Munster, Ulster and Leinster, like, we know the girls as well. So there's, I suppose, an element of familiarity around that as well. But I suppose the Celtic Challenge will bring that challenge, and that's the next step in the calendar, that you are, I suppose, merging squads together to create a really strong team to play against really strong opposition. And that's probably the next step in they are trying to put that, I suppose, element in place to create, I suppose, better teams against better opposition. And the calendar looks pretty full this year, you know, so I suppose you're always trying to make it better. I suppose they'll see how the Celtic Challenge goes this year, and they'll review it, and they'll maybe might take Tanya up on her suggestion in time and ask her more about that. But I suppose it's about getting more quality opposition and high intensity games, and then those girls are prepped when they go into Six Nations and when they go into WXV1, that you have been used to playing against these high intensity opposition like England and New Zealand and whoever may be in front of us.
Listen, Emer, it's been great chatting to you. Very best of luck against the Wallaroos next week and the rest of this window with the Ireland team. And congratulations on the comeback. It's been absolutely sensational.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.